Hey, Carm Capriotto here in episode 436. Now, if you've got gray hair, 55 and average is the shop owner's age, you know there's a new difference in how we did things back in the day, from ordering products, services, advertising, and even doing business. Now, everything, it's just a click of a button away, and it's online. We'll be talking about that, algorithms, reviews, page views, and SEO. Important stuff for every business person today.
If trust for us means reviews and means what people are saying about this business is where I can get that information, then that's exactly where that comes from.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm here, and I'm proud to partner with Apex. Yes, in this technology-driven world, nothing beats the face-to-face meetings that I've had and that you can have at Apex. Now, I know that you'll value what you learn at Apex, so plan now to attend November 5th through the 7th, 2019, at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Hey, if you earn your living in the aftermarket, Apex is for you. Biggest of its kind in the industry. For information, visit AAPEXshow.com. Hey, registration is open right now, and I hope to see you there. Hey, remember why you're engaged with the Aftermarket's Premier podcast? You know, with all the noise in your life, RRR grounds you in the context of the aftermarket. You are almost guaranteed to learn just one thing with each of our sessions. Learning, you know, supports your purpose and brings influence to the people you touch. Wow, heavy thought there for sure, but that's why you hang with me and the guests each week. Hey, today I'm with Brad Beeston, who is an account executive at Podium. I guarantee you're going to learn something, as I said, very important that you can use immediately. We cover a wide range of topics that will help build your online reputation. Find the key talking points at remarkableresults.biz/E436. Remember, today, word of mouth is all about your online reviews. Hey, warm welcome to Brad Beeston, account executive at Podium. Hey, hi, Brad.
Hey, Carm. How you doing?
I'm terrific. Good to have you on. You and I spent some real quality time. I got to know a little bit about your company, and I know we're going to talk about some other real interesting things for aftermarketers, but I did find out that you're one of the Inc. 5000 largest growing companies.
Yeah, we are. We just last year ranked 13th. It's been a really exciting ride for Podium and just a fun ride for, you know, growth as well. So
good for you guys. Are you having any fun doing what you do at Podium?
It's a good place to work. A lot of fun. I've been here for 2 years now. And you know, when you first start a job and maybe the first 2 or 3 months, you kind of have that honeymoon phase and then it tends to wear off. This company, at least for me, I've fallen in love with it. And I think I'm still kind of in the honeymoon phase. So it's a great place to work.
Good for you. You guys are kind of an online company. You're a tech company, and you help the service professional get reviews. And what I really want to ask you is, how important is safeguarding and building your reputation online?
That's an awesome question. And that's something that we talk about every single day. From a business standpoint, and I speak a lot based off of my demographic. You know, I'm 30 years old and kind of giving you a background experience. A buddy of mine said, Brad, you got to go to the theaters and see this new movie. And of course, I fact check him. And the first thing I do is get on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my God. You see,
what he's saying is real, you know?
You're describing exactly what we know of the millennials, that they know more information about whatever they're walking into than we give them credit for.
Yeah. At least we think we do sometimes, right? Kind of piggybacking off of that experience, we do a lot of our research online long before we ever walk into any business. And I think probably 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, the average consumer would go into 4 different businesses before they ever made a purchasing decision. Now it's about 1 or 1.5. And I think a lot of that stems from how we do our research now. Before, I think, not having the accessibility online. Now we have what we think we have all at our fingertips. Love it or hate it, blame it, whatever you want to say. I think Amazon plays a big role in that. We're so used to and so accustomed to convenience and ease of use behind Amazon. And oftentimes we're looking at two or three products and we don't know the difference between them. And so for us to get a good understanding on which product is going to be right, that's where we've found a lot of our information is based off of what other people, complete strangers, are saying about this product or item or business.
I think you said a mouthful, and I like what you just said, but when I would go to do a research on something I wanted to buy online from Amazon, I would go down deep and scroll down and look at the comments, look at the questions that people have asked the users, and then read the comments, and then compare another product and then do the same thing. So what you're saying is, in the old days, we used to drive around or go to different shops, look around, maybe feel the goods. And today, we're doing it online, which, if it lends itself to the service professional, Brad, we're reading reviews.
Exactly. Tailoring that right along those exact same lines. An average consumer knows very little about a vehicle, right? Take me, for example. The people that I talk to in the auto repair space, I tell them, I know how to change my tire. I know how to change my oil. And they say, well, that's probably better than most of the people we see come through the door. That experience for me, we love our cars. A lot of us have a good payment on those cars. And so from that, we want to be able to take it to a place we can trust. And if trust for us means reviews and means what people are saying about this business is where I can get that information, then that's exactly where that comes from. Some of the people we talk to say, Brad, word of mouth is still a big part of our business, except word of mouth is now online. And those reviews are now the new loud word of mouth.
So your customer really cares about reading the reviews. And the objective of the service professional today is to get good ones.
It's to get good ones, yeah.
you're laughing. I mean, I guess from your perspective, it sounds easy. From maybe an established shop owner who hasn't turned the corner on the value of reviews, it probably sounds hard.
Yeah, I think it can be a little daunting. And even business owners who have been in business for 30 or 40 years have a really strong customer base. They've probably started to see that change. And I'm sure you've been around for 30 or 40 years. You've seen enough changes in the industry to know that, you need to continue that, right? And as that kind of change has made a big part of, how customers sees or views a business, a lot of these business owners are looking to that as a way to try to create a better reputation. Here at Podium, we talk a lot about it being a digital storefront. When someone sees your store driving down the road, they love what it looks like. And, a lot of these guys take a lot of time and effort into keeping everything clean and get up super early to do that. Your online reputation is literally a digital storefront for these consumers. So obviously keeping it neat and clean and tidy is a big part of that. So
I like what you said, a digital storefront. That to me resonates with me. Do you ever get a chance to get out of the office and visit shops?
Yeah, there are a couple near the house that are awesome, awesome, awesome people. I take my car to them every single time now just because of the service they've done for me.
Okay, so take me inside what you see going on, the tickets being finalized. Is the service writer, the service advisor working with you on taking that next step so that they can get a great review because they know you're going to give me one?
Great customer service plays a huge role in obviously customer satisfaction, especially for me. I care about reviews. I read reviews. I want to make sure that when I leave those reviews that they're authentic and they're real. And as a customer or as a service writer or technician, whoever that might be, talking me through the ins and outs of my vehicle or what needs to be taken care of now versus later, right? Those are the kinds of things that obviously earns my trust.
What kind of products, as a millennial, are you looking to buy that you care about the review, besides movies?
Almost everything. It's easier to actually filter it by what I don't use reviews for.
All right, let's do that.
Because what I don't use reviews for, Carm, is what I already know a lot about, which is very little. So,
okay, what do you know a lot about?
Well, I mean, not to get into my personal life, but I love fishing. I love hunting. I've done enough
research. And you have your preferences. You know exactly what it is that you want. And, you know, no matter what lure, fishing pole or boat or lake you're going to go to, it's yours. You've scoped it out. You know what you want. No one can tell you different.
Exactly. I've done enough research and trial and error to feel very comfortable in that area.
So if you're looking for an automotive repair shop and you're looking for honesty and trust and you haven't had a fair amount of that lately, you're going to go to your reviews to figure that out.
Exactly. The first thing I'm going to do is jump on, and usually it's on my phone because, you know, it's a mini computer now. I can pretty much do anything from wherever I want, but getting onto my phone and just Googling it, you know, and the easiest way to do that may be auto repair shop near me, tire shop near me, best tire shop near me. Actually, an interesting fact, Carm, with that search, if we're kind of talking about Google, one of the most common searches now on Google is using the term best. For example, best restaurant near me, best barber shop near me, best auto repair shop near me. What's really unique about that word for me as a customer, it takes businesses within my area based off of their reviews, and it filters businesses based off of that review. In fact, any business under a 4-star ranking will get eliminated from that search. So now in my search algorithm, I only am looking at businesses over a 4.0-star ranking on Google.
That's a great piece of advice. Wow. That's worthy of the price of admission here today.
That's good to know.
Really,
I'm glad
is.
I can earn my stripes for you.
You have. Thank you very much. Best. Now, do we have to worry about making sure our SEO contains those words? Or is the word best going to equate to 4 stars or more?
The term best is going to focus specifically on your reviews. And there are quite a few pieces in the SEO algorithm and words, verbiage, you know, what your shop is classified as, whether it's car mechanic, auto repair, tire shop, you know, what the classification is, as well as your local area. So what you've deemed as your area, if you've deemed, you know, here in Utah, if you've deemed Utah County, or if you've deemed Salt Lake City, then, you know, your search will change a little bit here and there. So that's obviously something to kind of consider as far as what the terms look like on Google. But as far as reviews go, they basically will take the top 3 options and put them in what we call a map pack. And those 3 options, from what we've determined, have gathered 60% of all the calls, clicks, and dials from that search.
Hey, Carm here. Now, you know I attend Apex in Las Vegas each year. It's my must-attend show for one simple reason. It keeps me up to date on everything in the global automotive aftermarket industry. At Apex, I see, touch, and compare the latest new tools and equipment in the industry. I learn how new technology is affecting independent repair shops. I sit in on advanced training sessions on underhood service and alternative fuel vehicles. And so important, I network with others facing the same opportunities and challenges. I know many of you are shop owners, managers, or technicians. I also know going to Apex means time away from your business. But I simply don't know how you can stay ahead of the huge transformation and changes taking place in the industry without attending Apex. Hey, make Apex your must-attend show. The dates are Tuesday, November 5th through Thursday, November 7th at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Registration? It's only $40, and it only takes a few minutes. Go to aapexshow.com. Okay, let's go to the counter. Back to, I think, one of the questions I may have asked about, how am I going to go about making sure, before you walk out, that I've got a yes, you know, I'm shaking my head, don't worry, I'm going to go and I'm going to do a review for you. Is there a way that, God, wouldn't it be so cool if before you left, you could do a review?
It would be amazing. And that's probably the best time to do it, especially because they're excited to get their vehicle back. They've seen it. It looks you know, good or clean or taken care of, and they're excited to get it back from you and take it over. So a lot of people we talk to are afraid to ask their customers for a review, which is insane. You know, Carm, just ask. Over 70% of customers are more than happy to leave a review. In fact, the statistic is probably even higher than that. They would love to give you the feedback. And I think the best way to do that is simply to tell them you want feedback from them. You want honest rapport and you want to get better at your job. You know, the shop that I go to, that's kind of what happened the first time I went there. They said, Brad, I would love for you to give us some feedback on how we performed today. We want to get better at our job. Would you mind leaving us a review on Google and giving us that information? Certainly he knew I was happy and excited because they took care of a problem that needed to get done a long time ago. I went in and left a positive review. And maybe we can talk about how easy it was. Basically, they sent me a text.
Okay, right? I was just about ready to go there, wondering, Brad, where can we find or how could we create the easy button for reviews? And what you're saying is they send you a text, and does that text take you to another place or is it just a reminder?
So that text had a link in it. I clicked the link. It sent me right to Google on my cell phone. There's others that are probably more addicted to their phone than I am, Carm, but I still fall in that category. And getting a buzz on my phone is exciting. I never have unopened text messages. As soon as a text comes in, I open it right up.
I'm sorry. That is a great line. I have a 30-year-old daughter, and absolutely, she pays attention to that phone, just like you just said.
It's our nature now, and we almost feel naked without it when we've left it somewhere. And so if I can make it that, you know, if you can make it that easy for me where I just see the link, click the button, go to Google, my review is done. It's so, so easy for me. And this is kind of a sad story. I went and got my hair cut, and this was probably a month ago. And that tells you how long it's been. The gentleman said, "Hey, Brad, you know, would you leave a review at my barbershop?" He was kind of a newer guy. And I said, "Heck yeah, you did a great job on my hair." I walked out the door. And I just completely forgot. And then I'm at the grocery store and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got to give this guy a review. Okay, I'll do it when I'm at home." And I go home, get in bed, fall asleep. I mean, it's been a month, Carm. I still haven't done it.
Well, at least you just remembered it. Obviously you feel a little
do it right now. We'll pause it.
Yeah, let's pause the podcast. Do it right now. That's funny. So you did feel a little guilty because you said yes, but we're so time crunched. And I guess what you're saying is that easy button that, you know, if I text you with a link, would you handle it right now? To me, that's the answer.
I agree. For me, it's the answer too. It was the answer. I left a review to very similar situations. They both want to get better at their job. And I had 100% desire to do it. But getting that text message and the euphoria of feeling the buzz in my pocket because it's a text led me to open it, led me to the link. And I left the review before I ever walked out of the door. Compared to the other one, it's been a month now.
Okay. I totally love where this is going. I appreciate your insights, you know, not only from what you do every day at Podium and work with service professionals to get them more reviews. The fact is you're a millennial and you're giving us your insights as far as, you know, how connected you are to the phone and why you value reviews. So how does the service professional use reviews to improve insights on their business?
Great question. I think it kind of stems back to the reviews themselves, where customers are now finding businesses and how they're making that choice. You know, taking Google as the number one search engine now, we focus so heavily on those reviews for us to make those decisions, so much so that Google has actually made their changes based off of consumer behavior. So now Google is saying, okay, any business that has the most reviews, the best reviews, the highest star ranking in their area, then we will put those at the higher level or the higher end of the search. you know, we kind of talked a little bit about the map pack in Google and how those are getting the majority of business or the majority of their customers are clicking within that. Very few of them are going beyond the top three. So with those top three being the most important for an auto aftermarket auto service professional, their focus should be how do I put myself at the very, very top? And we talked about the algorithm itself. There are quite a few. We've been told there are over 200 pieces to that algorithm. The heaviest weight to the algorithm is the reviews, the frequency of your reviews, the star ranking of your reviews, the amount of your reviews, and connections inside there. So if business owners are responding to reviews and reaching out to customers through that, basically think about it as activity. The more activity you have going on your Google business page, the higher you will rank.
That's some great insights that you're bringing to us. And maybe not a lot of us know that. I get that. Activity, ranking, the amount of reviews, and all that matters. You know, who doesn't want to strive to have uncompromising customer service in their own right as a service professional? And that equates to 4-5-star reviews. That equates to when you say best shop in my town, and every time you're performing beyond, you know, expectations, uncompromising, as I said earlier, you're buying yourself because you're so committed to doing things so right, so well. You're buying yourself a rank, if you will, in Google. What a way to find ROI for customer service.
Yeah, exactly. The interesting thing about that too is we say this to a lot of shop owners, and we try to do our best and kind of vet out the people that we are going to call and reach out to and introduce this product to Podium, because we can't make bad shops look good. But what we do is we give the rightful reputation for the shop that is good, because we find this disparity where unhappy customers are more likely to leave a review than happy customers, just because of what we talked about earlier, as far as how easy it is for me to leave a review if from the click of a button, and how difficult I make it sound when it's not. But what we're finding is there's a huge, we call it the happy majority. The majority of your customers for a good shop, for a shop that does really well, works really hard at taking care of the customer, that happy majority is not leaving a review, when only unhappy customers seem to be the ones to do that, or competitors, or some guy who got onto the wrong Google page. Right? We've heard all those stories before, and I'm sure every person that I've talked to has fallen into that category of one or two reviews that have really crushed their star ranking. If you're already a great shop, you know you're a great shop, but your reputation doesn't reflect that, it's time to start leveraging your happy customers. They want to leave a review. Let's get them through there. Let's make it super easy so that you guys have the reputation that you deserve, you know?
If the happy customers, which you call the happy majority, are not leaving reviews, then how hard you're working just isn't being reflected in one of the most important areas today, and that is the search in Google.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is it's not that they don't want to leave a review. And there are plenty of businesses we talk to that say, Brad, we're asking our customers to leave reviews, and they want to. They just forget, or it just seems to be too difficult.
So what does Podium do to make that easier? I guess I've never asked you, what is the Podium product?
There are several different pieces to Podium, but focusing specifically on that review, if we kind of strip Podium away from all the little pieces and just kind of get it at its core, it is a communication platform via text message. So from a review standpoint, we are either on a manual process, which is super, super effective, or through your point of sale, your CRM, we will sync with that. So once an RO has been completed, or once you've done it yourself and come in manually here, sending over that text message to the customer with a link inside the text message that simply says, click here. It'll take 30 seconds to leave that review. And as soon as they click that button, it asks if Google is the preferred choice. And then they click yes, and it will take them right to Google.
You do have an easy button. And I'm sure there you've got a lot of competitors out there. There's probably a lot of SMS CRMs that are working to do the same thing. And you're just another solution for our industry.
Certainly. And we know that there are quite a few different competitors out there, some via email, some also via text message. Unique to Podium is simply that we are financially backed by Google. They own a piece in our company. Google Ventures has invested into our business, which has been a nice thing for us simply because we have some insight into Google and they've been able to kind of help us with the connection there on the speed of how quickly it gets you there.
Wow, interesting. So Brad, there's so many places to send people to get reviews, but what I've just learned, Google's it.
For a lot of the millennials, it is. The simplicity, the ease, Google has really nailed that down for us as a consumer base. Even when I open up my Safari browser on an Apple phone, they've actually paid millions of dollars to be the top search engine of choice to Apple. So they care a lot about people using Google. And we've found that almost 90% of consumers are using Google to search for things. So reviews from that angle play a major role inside Google specifically.
Hey, man, I learned a lot. This was really, really interesting. And I believe the Remarkable Results Radio listener is going to appreciate this. Brad Beeston, account executive at Podium. Thanks for your insights, man.
Carm, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.